Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Chicago bringing this back, if you've never seen them in concert, I encourage you to do that. It's a show. It's a real show. Quick break. No, quick break. We're already back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll get it straight here in a minute. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life, folks. You know, already know that, don't you? I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger's here. She's our great friend, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Unity Marketing, author of Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. What do Henrys want? She's the person who came up with the whole Henry idea. And that reminds us what a Henry is, Pam.
Well, they're the high earners, not rich yet. So they're the people who are making $100,000 to about $250,000.
And they're really missing Macy's now, right now, aren't they? And what else? We've been talking about the legacy retailers, the big box retailers that are retreating into the bar, the barbell, right now.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of the younger Henrys haven't really shopped at those stores anyway. They're digital natives, and
exactly. They've
been on.
They buy all their stuff on their phone, don't they?
That's right. And you know, I wanted to mention that I gave a talk at the National Retail Federation.
Right, that was back in January.
Yeah, in January, and I was at the Small Business.
I heard you knocked it out of the park. I talked to somebody who was in the audience.
Oh, wonderful! Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
But I posted that speech. It's about, you know, using your personality, making it retail personal as your secret weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted that on my website so people can come there and download that presentation if they missed it.
So check it out.
And I invite them there.
So what else do we need to know about this? The barbell effect, folks, is where the pressure by the electronic, the online e-commerce pressure is pulling a lot of the business out of the big box retailers. They don't know what to do with it, even though they have their own websites. They're just not, they can't compete apparently with Amazon and Google and that kind of thing, and other companies being able to go direct to other companies. But that doesn't scratch everybody's itch.
No.
And go ahead.
Well, I think innovation really is what people need to focus on. And it was interesting that earlier this week I did an interview for someone who is writing for the convenience store journal, you know, convenience stores.
Right.
And, you know, what do I really know about convenience stores? Because you think that isn't luxury, but guess what? Affluent shoppers, you know, affluent people go to those convenience stores too, just like everybody
else.
Oh,
yeah,
And my advice to them, and this is the advice for everybody, is my advice was, you've got to focus. It's not about all, you know, the sodas and the candy and the coffee that you sell, the cigarettes that you sell. It's about the convenience.
Right.
And that's the experience.
We want to go in and out. We want to get in and out.
Yeah, but you want things that are convenient for you. And I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, chocolate, you know, Hershey's candy bars, while I'd love to eat them, I don't eat them. I'm not going to buy that stuff there. So, you know, you really have to think about the experience. So my advice is, like, reimagine a convenience store for the 21st century.
Right.
Because they're still operating on a 1970s model.
That's exactly
right. They're still
right.
the same as they were, you know, back in the 70s.
Right.
Because you and I both remember those times.
Well,
and that's what retailers need to think about, and small businesses. It's a whole new world. How can you, and you have to put that experience forward, not what you're selling, but what experience,
about a kiosk? What do you think a kiosk would be good in a convenience store? If I could walk up and get my cheese curls and my Diet Coke and process out without having to stand in line?
Well, why not healthy foods? I mean, you know, why not?
Oh, I see where you're going.
why not healthy foods instead of junk foods?
We'll do it where you can do your quinoa in the kiosk too, Pam.
Right. Well, or you know,
or your kale. We'll get your kale chips. We'll let you have your kale chips on the kiosk too. Here's something I want to ask you this question. I think that this vacuum that I think is that you and I've been talking about is being created by the retreat of the big boxes. I think any small company, the people that you serve all the time,
Right.
On Main Street. I think if they don't real, if they think, well, all I got to do is just love these people up more, I don't think that's going to be enough. They're going to have to have, they're going to have turn up the high touch for sure.
Right.
But they're also going to have to serve them with high tech. These people are not going to want to be only analog. They're going to want you. They're going to want you to remember them and tell you about the, and help them scratch their itch. But they're also going to want you to text or email them when your stuff's when their stuff's
That's
in.
That's right. Or ping them. That there's now these apps that retailers can tap into that will ping people's phones. They know where people, you know, if people are out on the street. They can ping their phones, know that they've come by, and you can actually, you know, send advertisements. I mean, these are all these kind of Google apps. And, you know, one of the things that I see...
How do you do that without being creepy?
Well, I don't know. You have to talk to Google about that, but I just know it's a capability. But, you know, one of the things that I notice when I do searches for local companies that I'm, you know, trying to connect with is that so many small businesses haven't even claimed their business on Google. And it's like, that's the first place. You have to claim your business.
You're saying Google's sitting there waiting on you to come and be part of their lineup, and you haven't even claimed it.
Exactly. Google already has your, you know, they have a map. You just, if you go and Google your business, you'll find out Google's got you there.
And I have gotten to people through that.
Right. And you
all
need
the way
to claim it.
It works. It works, folks. Hey,
and
Pam, good job. Did they get your website one more time?
Okay, it's unitymarketingonline.com, and download the white paper from NRF about specialty retail and using your personal secret weapon.
Whatever Pam does, folks, is top shelf. Hey, Pam, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you. Love to be with you.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.